World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's warring military factions agreed to a new and longer seven-day ceasefire from Thursday, neighbor and mediator South Sudan said, even as more airstrikes and shooting in the Khartoum capital region undercut their latest supposed truce. Previous ceasefires have ranged in theory from 24 to 72 hours, but have been constantly violated in the conflict that erupted in mid-April between the army and a paramilitary force. The African Union held an emergency meeting Tuesday calling for collective action on Sudan. Maya Missaker reports from the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa.
United Nations representatives joined those from the Intergovernmental Authority on Development trade bloc at the Tuesday emergency session at AU headquarters in Addis Ababa. UN Undersecretary General and Special Envoy to the Horn of Africa, Hanna Tete, said the humanitarian situation in Sudan remains a matter of deep concern.
We need a permanent ceasefire.
The UN says the clashes have led to more than 100,000 people fleeing Sudan and more than 334,000 internally displaced. Maya Misika for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will send 1,500 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border amid an expected migrant surge following the end of coronavirus pandemic-era restrictions, Pentagon spokesman Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
In light of the changes on May 11th and the anticipated surge, DHS did reach out and request this support.
The White House said Tuesday the troops would be sent to focus on administrative tasks so U.S. Customs and Border Protection can work in the field. The troops will not be doing law enforcement work. This is VOA News. Two Kenyan preachers appeared in separate courts Tuesday, accused of encouraging their followers to starve themselves to death to meet Jesus. Muhammad Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Pastors Paul McKenzie and Ezekiel Odero appeared in court to answer charges that they allegedly killed their followers by urging them to fast to death in order to meet Jesus. McKenzie and his accomplice were rearrested after a judge in the town of Malindi declared that the court could not rule on terrorism charges preferred by the prosecution. Kenyan investigators have exhumed at least 110 bodies from the Shakahola forest along the coast, where people met their deaths. More than 400 people have disappeared, according to the Kenyan Red Cross. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Amnesty International on Tuesday said Burkina Faso's army was responsible for a village massacre last month, putting the death toll at 147, more than double the official figure. Armed men in military uniforms slaughtered residents in a village in the Sahel nation's volatile north on April 20th. A local prosecutor said around 60 people were killed, while a Burkina Faso human rights group reported 136 deaths, adding the attackers also killed a further 11 people nearby on the same day. London police say a controlled explosion has been carried out as a precaution outside Buckingham Palace after a man was arrested on suspicion of possessing an offensive weapon. The Metropolitan Police Force said officers arrested the man after he approached the palace gates and threw items suspected to be shotgun cartridges onto the grounds. Police said officers remained at the scene. The incident took place just days ahead of King Charles III's coronation ceremony, which is scheduled to take place at Westminster Abbey on Saturday. Another woman has testified in New York that she, too, was sexually attacked by Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Lawyers for the advice columnist who filed a lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of rape have called another woman who testified that she, too, was sexually assaulted by Trump. Jessica Leeds testified in support of E. Jean Carroll, who says Trump assaulted her in the dressing room of the luxury store in New York. Lead says Trump accosted her with what seemed like 40 zillion hands while aboard an airliner in the 1970s during a flight to New York. She said she wriggled free and left the first class section and returned to a coach seat. Also taking the witness stand was a longtime friend of Carroll, who said a distraught Carroll called her after the encounter with Trump. I'm Norman Hall.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.